Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman with Eva Tagliano. Well, as you know, folks, we've told you before, our national headquarters is based in Tupelo, Mississippi. So it's like many of you listening who, well, I tell you what, it's summertime all over.
Yes.
But when you experience summertime in the deep south, it's this time of year you start looking forward to September.
And really, September's...
I start looking ahead at the 10-day forecast. I do.
Yeah.
Because I want to see it creep down below 90.
Right.
Then I know there's hope for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you keep having these brutal 95, 96, 97 days.
Heat index of 110.
Yeah. And you're just like, wow. But usually about September 8th, 9th, 10th, it sort of breaks.
Yeah.
Now, I know our friends who listen, who live up north, you know, Michigan, this is a great, now it gets hot up there too, but
right.
I've talked to my friend who he lives in Mississippi, but he goes to Michigan because that's where he's from, see his family, and he'll go up there in the middle of summer and he'll call me, you know, it's like 78.
Yeah.
I'm going, wow. But then there's a price to pay.
Because summer in Michigan is followed by winter in Michigan.
Yeah, you pay for it. In January, he don't call.
Yeah.
I say don't. I think I misused the English thing. He does not call.
Yes.
Don't would be he do not call, which would be incorrect. But anyway, I hope you're having a nice weather day wherever you may be. For most of us now, nice weather days means inside. That's what it means.
And the AFR Radio Network is in 38 states, so that's a variety of
weather.
Of circumstances.
I was talking to a friend in Washington, D.C. this morning, and she said it's sweltering up there. So they, a lot of August everywhere almost is
well,
hot.
I grew up in New Hampshire, and
in
it was very humid,
right.
in the summertime, and so we don't want to claim to, be the only ones suffering through August in our listening audience.
No, but we will if we want to.
That's right.
Todd is with us. Tim is from West Monroe, Louisiana. Probably a pretty hot place in the summertime there, isn't it, Tim?
It really is. We've had chickens wearing tennis shoes on the road and having to use pot holders to open up the doors of the cars, and it's hot.
I'm not going to be able to get rid of this visual image now of chickens wearing tennis shoes.
Why did the chicken cross the road in tennis shoes?
Right. All right. Some reason I'm seeing KFC, too, right now.
Excuse me, but there is a tennis shoe in my chicken dinner here. How do you explain that? Little bitty tennis shoe.
You're listening to American Family Radio, whether you like it or not, right there with those images for your day. So hot that chickens wear tennis shoes. Tim Todd with us in studio. Tim's with us for the Truth for Youth Bible Week kickoff. And we've been doing this for 15 years now, Tim. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Partnering with American Family Radio. Folks, hold on to your hats here for those who wear hats, because Tim's going to give you a statistic which is going to blow you away, I think. Tell us two things, Tim, I'd like to know. How many Bibles have we been able to partner with you on distributing across America to teenagers over the last 15 years? And then how many young people do we know of that have given their lives to Christ because of our efforts?
Tim, we've given away in excess of 800,000 Bibles over the past 15 years just through this project. As a direct result of it, we've had in excess of 25,000 young people that we know of for sure that have given their heart to the Lord and got saved as a result of it.
And now that, when you say that, because some people may say, well, is that...
Is that just guessing?
Yeah. These are young people who actually filled out a card and I guess stuck a stamp on it and put it in the mail. You know how hard it is to get any teenager to do that. 25,000 that we know of. So we're not going to guess because we wouldn't know, But we, just from knowing human nature, we know far more than that have gotten saved. But those are the ones we're sure about.
Yes, and scripturally, the Bible says that when Jesus healed the 10, one came back to thank him. So right. We know that many more than that have been saved, but we're thankful for what we do know about. And what we do is, when we get that information, we get those young people that give their heart to the Lord and send us either an email or a phone call, or they fill out a decision card, send it to our ministry. We get them plugged into a local church where they live in that area.
Good.
So, because it's important for them to be discipled.
And our goal is to get 60,000 Bibles this week into the hands of teens or committed to. So how does that happen? What's the process by which a Bible goes from Revival Fires Ministries to somebody who will get that? How does that work? What's the process?
The process is, of course, the Bible consists of the whole New Testament in the God's Word translation, along with, in addition to, 100 powerful comic stories in the front section that deal with the truth about issues that young people are confronted with on a daily basis.
Yes, 100
pages of full-color, powerful comic stories that deal with the truth about things that young people are confronted with. And we put the plan of salvation incorporated into each story. We put these Bibles, it's got the Students' Legal Rights on public school campus on the back cover of the Bible. We give the Bible away to every teenager, grade 6 through 12, who will agree, commit to give the Bible to somebody in their school that is not saved. One Bible per teenager, per household, free of charge. Now, if they want to get additional copies, they can at a discounted cost, because we want to get the Word of God back into school. But not only that, we want the young people that receive these Bibles to find out how to give their life to the Lord and get saved.
Yeah, it's interesting that on the back cover you have something that's been very helpful to young people around the country. You have the Students' Legal Rights on Public School Campuses. What does that mean?
Well, that means that number 4, as you'll notice, I put it in bold, because it says that young people legally have the right to give Bibles away on campus during non-instructional time. So that means that as an adult, the way the law is interpreted, it's not legal for me to give a Bible away in school, to go on campus to give Bibles away. But for a teenager to take a Bible to school, before school, after school, between class, or at lunch hour, to give that Bible to somebody of their choice, somebody that the Holy Spirit lays it on their heart. And as a result of that, we're able to get the Word of God in school and spread the gospel as well and reach a generation of young people.
Yeah, because there are legal rights. A lot of times students, I think even Christian students, have been so confused by the ACLU and other groups that say, no, it's a religion-free zone. But students have the right to meet with other religious students and to form Bible clubs on campus. This is all stuff that has been decided in the courts. It's the law of the land, the right to express their religious beliefs through signs, symbols, and clothing. There are 10 of those. You know, the fact of the matter is, during non-instructional times, if a kid has a right to give a Captain America comic book to his friend, a Christian has a right to give a Bible. So if kids have the right between classes to talk about their favorite concert or a ball game, Christians have the right to share their faith. If kids in school are allowed to wear a T-shirt that promotes a rock band, then Christians have the right to wear a Christian T-shirt. A lot of kids don't know that, though.
That's right. And, you know, in 1963, with this Supreme Court ruling, they said that there is a danger. This is a quote. They said there is a danger that if the Bible is put into school without interpretation, that it could cause psychological harm. That was in 1963. From then to now, they say it's not legal to have Bibles in school, and our nation has suffered as a direct result of that.
So this is a ministry that you engage in all year round.
Have we given the phone number?
We have not, Tim.
Okay. We've only got a few minutes left here, so I think we need to pause.
All right. Well, the number, you want to share the number?
And what is the number? Who's the number for?
The number is for parents or grandparents or teenagers that will commit to give the Bible to somebody in their school that's not saved when the school year starts. The number for them to call to get that free Bible is 1-800-733-4737. That number again is 800-733-4737.
And the Bibles have been, the individual Bibles that you call in order, have been paid for.
Yes.
Somebody gave an offering to your ministry during the year so that you can print them and we can ship them for, quote, free. Now, if you order more than one per teenager, though, and you would like to order 30 of these Bibles, which would be great if you order 30 or 20 or whatever.
50.
How much are they if they order them in bulk?
One case of 50 Bibles is just $2 each.
$100.
That's my cost.
Okay. Gotcha. And for less than 50, let's say for 20, they're $3 a piece, right?
That's correct.
You could have a youth group who bought a case of these, and then everyone in the youth group could take a Bible or two Bibles and give them to someone at their school.
And we have youth groups all across America that do just that. It's a tremendous opportunity of evangelism to get our young people in our public schools, the Word of God, and get our youth groups on fire for God evangelizing.
You know, the thing that's so good about this is that a lot of times I would guess that one of the biggest reasons or the most commonly heard reasons for people who don't witness is, I don't know how to start the conversation. Now you have given a young person a conversation starter, because you not only have the Bible in it, the New Testament, you have the 100 pages of these comics that deal with everyday struggles for teenagers. Now you've got a way to open up a conversation with somebody that maybe you don't know real well, but you know that this is a kid maybe who's struggling at home or has a drug problem or whatever. And tell us some of the testimonies that you hear from kids who do this, and they give it to this kid, and they had no idea what was going on in this kid's life.
This is from Eric in Nashville. He said, "The Truth for Youth has revolutionized my life. I used to look at pornography all the time on the internet. A friend of mine listened to you on American Family Radio and ordered me a Bible. I read the comic about pornography in the front. I surrendered my life to the Lord, and now I can't stand to look at pornography. The Truth for Youth has changed my life. Thank you."
This is the power of the Word of God. And I just tell you, this may be my favorite week of the year because I believe in the Word of God, but these kinds of testimonies, They're heart-rending, and also they just are glorifying to God because we have no idea what is going on in the lives of these young people. Folks, we are trying to get 60,000 Bibles this week. American Family Radio, you're going to hear a lot about this 24/7 because we want these young people to get the Word of God. Here's the phone number, 800-733-4737. That's 1-800-733-4737. We want to get 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens. This is a phone number, Tim, that goes directly to your ministry. You're prepared to handle this. This is from 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central when your phone lines are open.
That's correct, and I encourage your listeners to call to help us get the Word of God back in the public schools of America and make evangelists out of our Christian teenagers as we bring a harvest of young people in.
All right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. This is Truth for Youth Week. We sort of coincide this with, you know, back to school, if you will. A lot of kids are starting back to school this week, and Tim, you read that testimony from that young man. You have one more you'd like to share? Go ahead. These are real testimonies from people who have gotten these Bibles.
This is from Mobile, Alabama, Tim. And Kathy wrote, "I was given a Truth for Youth Bible by a friend that heard you on American Family Radio giving the Bibles to other young people who would give them to their friends in school. I read the cool comic stories, and then I gave my life to Jesus. Thanks for putting this Bible together. Thank you for giving this Bible to my friend to give to me. Send me another one, and I will give it to a teen. Thanks." Mm-hmm. We gave her another Bible, and she's given Bibles away to this day, still giving them away in school.
Amen. What's the phone number to call and order the Bibles?
800-733-4737. 800-733-4737.
Now, does that ring your offices there in West Monroe?
Yes, it does. And we have volunteers answering the phones today, and the phone lines are burning up. So if you get a busy signal, call back. We've got several phone lines, but we want to get these Bibles out as quick as we can.
Can people go online to give?
Yes, they can. Revivalfires.org. And we have a banner right at the top for them to click on. That's revivalfires.org.
So the phone lines, what did you say, the phone lines are burning up?
Yes, they're ringing
another
steadily.
Another summer metaphor.
Yes.
For us here. Phone lines are burning up. American Family Radio's. Okay, now let's get back to the real important stuff, which is your funny church stories.
Well,
okay. So you got another one?
I do. Now, this one doesn't have to do with children, but this was shortly after I got on the evangelistic field, and this was in Alabama, so at least it wasn't in Mississippi.
Okay, you're just going to hold it to a state right now.
I will.
If you narrow
it
down too much, somebody's going to know somebody who knows that person.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm on the platform. You remember whenever, instead of using the high-tech video projectors we've got now, how they would use the transparencies?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, so, yes, yes.
So there
you
was
mean for like for songs and,
yes,
and
yes.
sermon notes?
So we're in the worship, and the pastor's standing right next to me. He's got his eyes closed, worshiping God, and right. I'm looking at the songs that I don't know right off of the overhead because the guy that's changing the transparencies is right in front of me.
Yeah.
I look down at the transparency, and he's looking up at me with a blank look in his eyes, and I had no idea. I thought maybe he had said something to him, and I didn't hear him. So I leaned down to him so he could tell me whatever he was saying, and he kissed me in the ear. Oh, yes, he did. And I looked out in the audience, and people, their jaws have dropped, and I lean over to the pastor, and I said, the guy running the transparency has just kissed me in the ear. Well, his wife gets their attention, and two men come up and take him off of the platform. What had happened was he was having an epileptic seizure, and his wife after church apologized and said, when my husband has a seizure like this, he gets very, very romantic. And she said, you just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
But you didn't know. You didn't know what.
I had no idea. I thought he had said something to me, and I didn't hear what he said. So when I leaned down.
And the congregation could see it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I've never seen so many jaws drop in a church in all of my life.
How did you preach after that?
We had to pull it back together. Yeah, let's just say that.
So you found out before or after the service
that he had an epileptic seizure.
Before,
I found out after church, and so here I am preaching.
The whole service, you're going?
The whole service. I'm preaching.
I'm
wondering,
not going to look
at the dude
that kissed me
in the ear. And in the back of my mind, I'm wondering what in the world just happened.
Well, you know what I would have been thinking. I would have been thinking, wow, I had no idea I was so good looking.
I have this effect on people.
I have this effect. People just look, and then I lean over, and they kiss me on the ear. And then, of course, the terrible truth would come later.
I got
that's not the reason.
I know you got a story, too, Ed. And,
not like that one.
This is many years ago, okay? And I'm not going to name anything about the place, whatever, okay? But I was in a church service where the pastor and the deacons, they were like into it, you know, and you knew that there was strife and division.
Okay.
And between the pastor and some of the deacons in the church, not in the service, but you know, but that was the buzz, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess the pastor had enough or whatever and thought he'd go for broke. So he started preaching. Maybe this isn't the first time this happens, but he started taking advantage that he had the bully pulpit,
right?
And he was going to preach his side of whatever the issue was, and the deacons were just going to have to sit there and take it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because what are they going to do? Okay. So we're sitting there, and about halfway through the sermon, one of the deacons stands up. And says, are you talking to me?
That's when the preacher goes,
excuse me, pastor, I think you're talking to me. Are you talking to me? And then, you know.
Yeah.
So,
are you talking to me?
You talk about a cringeworthy moment there for everybody in the audience.
Were you visiting or were this your church?
Well, I'm not going to answer any questions about
okay.
any
so
of that.
So where exactly was this? Who was the preacher?
No, I'm not going to say it. But, I mean, you talk about, you know. But I could tell it was building toward that point.
Yeah.
Because the pastor was laying it on the line from his side. He felt like he had been wronged or was about to be wronged. And so, but that's, I just, you know, usually in that situation, you just go, oh, man, I wish you wouldn't do this. But and the sermon's over and everybody goes home and, you know, they discuss it in a meeting later. Yeah. No, it was right in the middle of service. The guy gets up and goes, "I think you're talking to me. You're talking to me?" Sorry. Well, you do it. You catch it in spirituality. You know, you go, "Brother, I think you're talking to me." And I, you know, but what you're really saying is, "I can't believe you're talking to me like this out here."
And everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, everybody knows what's going on. Well, except for the visitors.
Yes.
Right. That's a bad day to visit right there, my friend. I guess for the
I can't compare with what you two guys have said, but I will say this. Mine usually go towards self-humiliation. This goes years ago. I had bought a new suit coat and put it on. We're rushing around to get ready. Of course, this is back when we had kids, getting kids ready. I preached the whole sermon with a tag hanging down from my sleeve. I had not taken the tags off the sleeve. So you know me, I gesture all the time.
Sure.
So I'm gesturing through the whole sermon. My wife is cringing in the back. She got the kids. She said, you know, afterwards, she said, I should have checked you over before I let you out of the house like I did the kids.
Right.
You know, and so I preached the whole. So that's not really that bad.
So you got
bad,
your whole sermon.
But, you know, so people are giggling.
Every time you raise your arm, they giggling. See that tag.
The only other thing I would say, this is kind of, I'm famous for this, but of course, Tim, you don't know this. I'm a city boy from the Boston area and been in Mississippi since 1985. My wife's from Mississippi. On a Saturday, I helped my mother-in-law. She's putting up peas from the garden and corn. And so Sunday morning, I want to brag to all the Southerners there who have always made fun of me because I was a Yankee and a city boy. So I start to brag about how I spent Saturday shucking peas. And so
shucking peas.
And so the congregation busts out laughing. Yeah. And of course, I think I'm just the funniest thing since, you know,
since
Red Skelton. So I'm just going on and, you know, shucking peas and all that. And so finally, one of the deacons in the back says, you shuck corn and you shell peas. So rather than help my situation, I made it worse. So
shucking peas.
So I usually insert, you know, open mouth insert.
You
foot.
Shell peas though? You did shell peas.
I shelled peas and shucked corn.
Did you shell the peas that made your hands purple?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I got pretty good at it, but not as good as my wife's family. And I'm terrible with butter beans, slow as molasses.
Right.
You know, shelling butter beans.
I haven't done that in years. Yeah. I just had to sit in my grandparents'
I was doing well shelling the peas.
Yeah.
My mother and father-in-law, buddy, they were, you know, pan after pan while I'm working on one pan. But
they're
fast.
Yeah, they're fast.
Lightning
they're like,
fast.
They're so. Like, they have a whole pan full, and you're just like,
oh, I did one or two pans while they were, you know,
you didn't even
nine.
Do a meal of butter bean probably in the time they could, but you were trying, and you were participating, and you're sitting there,
a city boy with a willing heart.
You shucks, that'd be a good country song, right?
Yes,
there.
It would,
huh?
Shucking
so you
peas.
you shucked your share.
I shucked some peas when I was young.
All right, well, and the important thing is you had a harvest.
Yes,
and that's why we want to have a harvest of souls through this Truth for Youth Bible. How do you like this segue?
This is awesome.
And so order your Bibles. If you have a teenager, if you're a grandparent or a parent of a teenager, or you're a teenager yourself, and you will give one of these Truth for Youth Bibles to someone you know who doesn't know Christ, then, then you'll get one free. All you need to do is call and order. What's the phone number again, Tim?
800-733-4737. That number again is 800-733-4737.
Thank you, Tim, for sharing with us. And Ed, thanks for being
my pleasure.
Co-host with me. The names have all been changed to protect the innocent on the program today. We'll see you back here tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.